Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is Amanda Moxley, and I'm so excited to connect with you guys today. So what we're doing today is I have an excellent interview lined up with Carolyn Saldo, who I'm so excited to introduce you to. But first of all, I just want to welcome you to the Speak Your Way to Success Summit, where I have gathered and hand-selected powerful women and leading experts and some cool men from around the world to share the best of the best of the tips and the tools and the strategies that they have used that are going to help you to get your message out there to impact millions and possibly make millions if that's what you want to do. We're going to be talking today with Carolyn Saldo, who's going to be talking about behind the scenes about how to fill events and all these great things. So a lot of you probably are not familiar with Carolyn, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce her to you with her professional bio. So Carolyn Saldo is an online business and marketing coach with an MBA. She is the creator of the premier business coaching programs for life and health coaches, including Brand Your Passions, From Passion to Profits, and the Passion-Based Business Takeoff. In her former life, Carolyn worked as an online marketing executive in the financial industry for 10 years. She's also the founder of an online nanny matching service that sold for six figures. Carolyn works with health and fitness coaches because that is truly where her passion lies. Using her experience as a former health and fitness coach, she teaches her clients and students business building, brand identity, and online marketing strategies. Carolyn's mission is to empower women entrepreneurs around the world to take charge of their success and happiness by boosting their business skills, ridding themselves of limiting beliefs, and living free and abundant lives. So welcome, Carolyn. I'm so happy to have you here. And you today. So let's get started. So I love your bio, and I've known you for maybe a year and a half, at least maybe 2 years now. So I didn't even know some of these things. So why don't you go ahead and just share a little bit about your story and how you got to where you are now in your business?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And I always love connecting with you and your audience. Obviously, I think we're really aligned with many of the things that we like to do. But yeah, as you had mentioned, my background is in health. So I have a really vast entrepreneurial background with different business endeavors that I started even before I was a coach. But my coaching career launched in 2008 when I had my second boy, Mateo. And that's when I made some drastic changes in my health and my personal life and sort of, you know, discovered the field of health coaching in the beginning just to heal myself and overcome some stuff that happened after my pregnancy. But then I quickly realized that this was something I really loved for myself and it, you know, would maybe give me another outlet to be an entrepreneur again. Because at that point I was working in banking and a marketing capacity. And so between 2008 and 2014, I sort of, you know, struggled to get my health coaching business off the ground. Didn't have a whole lot of success in the beginning. And I think a lot of new health coaches or new coaches or entrepreneurs even can relate to that. Because, you know, even though I have an MBA in marketing, that didn't teach me anything about online and online marketing. It's a completely different ballgame. But one thing that I really, really enjoy is the ability to give back. And that's why I kept going, you know, with this desire to really do something that matters to people, which I wasn't able to do in banking at all. Mm-hmm. So I was eventually able to get out of that position, and I did work, you know, full-time as a health coach. And then in 2014, decided to rebrand completely, a new website, new image, new message, new everything, and sort of step it up and sort of, you know, seek out a new challenge and go after new opportunities as a business coach. So I changed everything around and started to work with health and fitness coaches specifically because that's where I came from, right? That was, you know, my network. I knew a lot of health coaches back then. So it came relatively easy for me. So I didn't have, you know, any big problems getting clients, starting some work as a business coach. And so in between 2014 and 2016, I think we achieved some pretty incredible things and went from, you know, unknown and nobody really knowing me in the business world to being able to impact people now from all over the world and hosting events and going on retreats and doing some pretty incredible stuff. And my clients have amazing businesses and lives too. So I feel really blessed and I get to work with people like you and be on summits and give back even more. So it's been a good ride.
No kidding. I love it how you shared the backstory from for 6 years, you were a health coach and you were successful in that, but really your talents, I mean, your health is your passion, but you have a marketing background and you've been in like business your whole life and had that six-figure coaching or business with the nannies, if I'm saying it right. So yes. It makes sense, but I love that backstory. And so it just goes to show you, this isn't like an overnight success, even though you have done incredibly well over the last 2 years, which is somewhat of an overnight success. But it also, it's like they say like that 9-year success story that happened in 12 months, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people. So I love that backstory. And so you must have learned a lot. Now, were you studying marketing and online marketing when you were a health coach?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I studied, you know, health, you know, really in the beginning for myself to heal my body and heal my mind. But at the same time, I had to learn how to become a business owner and to launch an online business. So I invested a ton of money in online marketing, courses. I actually took a course at the University of San Francisco once. Mm-hmm. They have an online marketing SEO course. You know, I did all the traditional, you know, courses that you can find out there. So huge investments, absolutely, to get that going. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. Same with me. I invested so much before it seemed like it finally worked. Right. So mm-hmm. Let's go into the meat of our interview today. So you just came off of your very first event and it was a super success. And it's so, I loved watching it and seeing you go for it. So let's talk about some of the results from that and then move backwards on how you actually were able to have so much success. So go and share your results if you'd like, and then we'll talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we hosted our first big event, so to speak, in Miami in September. It was a 3-day event and we hosted just over 150 women. And that to me was, you know, a real sweet spot because it created intimacy while at the same time giving everybody enough mass to network, to make it exciting, to make it feel like it was a big scale event. I didn't want anything too, you know, big and crazy because then I feel like it feels more like a conference rather than a retreat. So what I wanted to create for my ladies was something very intimate, something where they could really feel comfortable and sharing their story and really opening up and learning and growing and having some fun and learning. You know, really learning some strategies to build their business. And I think we really accomplished that by giving them yoga, by giving them, you know, a fire ceremony at night, by giving them networking and cocktails. And we had, you know, dance classes in the morning. So if I wanted to make this not just a sit down and learn business conference, but something that was really fun. And Miami helped too. Miami was really fun. People love coming down there. It has a really, you know, exciting sort of vibe. So we were there. It took us about a good six months to get everything planned and ready for the event. And it was amazing. That was the first time we launched my 12-month mentorship as well, the Powerhouse Coach. So that was a big success for me, being able to roll out that program and fill it with some amazing women and, you know, meet them in person and making sure it was right for them and they knew what to expect. And I get to coach them now and go on retreats with them. And I really love the event business and I will continue it on. So I think what we'll do is every year going forward, we'll have the event in a different city. So this September, we're going to Vegas. Who knows where we'll be next year, but it'll be something that will always be part of me. You know, I just love the connection. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing like being, aside from the sale, which is, you know, obviously great too, but being with your clients, being with people and women that want the same thing that you want, that is just incredible. We just don't get that. I mean, right now I'm here sitting in my office, there's my kids upstairs, but nobody is here. There's no real, you know, heart-to-heart connection anywhere. Yep. So when I was on that stage and I was with these women, it blew me away. It was so good.
Oh, I love it. Congrats. And so tell me a little bit about how you filled the room with 150 women from around the world in a different city than even that you even live in. What were some of your strategies? And number one, so what were some of your best strategies you can share with people? And number two, if you want to share, what were some of your biggest mistakes or failures or uh-ohs? I mean, we all fail our way to success, but
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I have to start with something that might be a little unusual. By the way, I like how everything is branded. I see A's all over. You have an A right here, an A in the back, and your cup has an A on it too.
I know. Kind of on an A theme right now.
Just a fun little side note.
I'm a branding expert. Thank you for acknowledging that. I'm all.
I see everything. I see the details. I love it. Yeah. It's amazing. So where should I start? What I think is really critical, and nothing will work, nothing, if you don't get this right, is creating an event that really hits the spot and it checks off all the boxes of what your audience is looking for. And that gets to the point where you have to have a product that people want. If the product is right, the marketing will be easy. Mm-hmm. So if you're expecting me to say I had this 30, you know, day intense sales funnel in retargeting all these Facebook ads, that wasn't the case. It was relatively easy because I feel like the event was built in a way that really resonated with my audience. So the location is key. You do not expect people to necessarily come to you if it's in Timbuktu and it's inconvenient or it's not sexy or people just don't want to go there. You can probably pull it off. I think you have done a great job hosting events and you don't even go anywhere. You stay in your backyard. And I mean, you're lucky too that it's really gorgeous where you are. But if I hosted an event here in Buffalo, New York, chances are nobody would come. People wouldn't show up. So pick something that is, you know, sort of enticing, because when they travel for travel purposes. They want to explore. They want to sightsee. It has to be exciting. The other thing you can do with a destination like that is make it really fun. Mm-hmm. So we had, you know, Will Smith, you know, the song, you know, Welcome to Miami.
Yeah. And
the sales page was branded Miami style and it had palm trees and a beach. I had an event video. Really big tip. You should have a video to really give them a sense for, you know, what you'll be teaching, what they can expect, the vibe of the event. Is it more spiritual? Is it more fun, outgoing? Is it about growth? Is it networking? You know, what are they, you know, expecting there? So video, and I did the video in Miami too, mm-hmm. to go along with the whole Miami theme, right?
And you had a photo shoot, which I loved. I know.
That too.
Did you plan all this out beforehand?
Yeah, of course.
it's great. I love it.
So for Vegas, I will probably do the same thing. We'll have a video done in Vegas. We'll have photo shoot done in Vegas. And we'll, the sales page for the event will be Vegas style. You know, nothing cheesy, obviously. You know, you want it to be sort of high-end or on-brand. Whatever your brand is, it doesn't matter. Mine is a little more high-end, so that's what I'm going for. What else did we do? So speaking of sales page, another way to really package up your event nicely is the sales page. People gave me so many compliments on the sales page. And I didn't do it myself. I didn't cheap out. I didn't build this thing on my own. I actually paid someone. And it wasn't cheap, but it really, like I said, paid off. Because, you know, it's like when you're getting a nice gift and it's beautifully wrapped and it has a beautiful bow and, you know, you're thinking, oh my God, what's inside must be incredible. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, if it's wrapped in newspaper, you're thinking it's worthless, right?
Totally. It's like the Tiffany's box. Like you just want the box, you want the bag. Like you love the color, you love the bag. Exactly.
That's it. That's the thing. Yeah. So really make sure that, you know, this is really high value, and then figure out what do they want? You know, do people want networking? Is this about teaching them? Is this about you? Or is it about, you know, them meeting 50 other speakers?
Sorry to interrupt you, but did you, when you say, okay, find out what they want, did you survey your group or is that, tell us a little bit about that survey.
What did we ask? I would have to go back and see, but we asked about location. You know, first of all, where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. We asked them about the specific topics they want to know more about. So within their business, is it branding? Is it marketing? Is it sales? Is it the business model? Is it automation? Do you want networking? Do you want, you know, extracurricular events? We literally, and then when, which weekend do you want to do it? What time? Mm-hmm. I mean, we really went into detail to create something that would appeal to most people. And it wasn't anything that I didn't really know about before, but it gave me confidence. It confirmed what I thought was true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's a great question, Amanda. Research, yeah. Good.
Research, good. Okay, so I cut you off, but you were saying give them what they want.
Yeah, feel free to cut me off because I tend to just go. Okay, so what else? Speaker-wise, and this is a decision that I made for myself. I didn't want to have too many speakers. So I did select a couple of them. But speakers can definitely help you fill the room. You know, if you feel like your audience isn't big enough or, you know, you want to partner with some people, you can bring speakers in. For me, I did not want to have speakers that would sort of take over my stage. You know what I mean? So pick and choose people who very much align with your message and who jive with you and who, you know, together you're creating even better experience, but nothing that would rub, nothing that would compete or that would make, you know, wouldn't make any sense, of course.
How many speakers did you have? And I know you had a breakout with your lunch and your VIP options. So tell us about that, because it seemed like you had a couple different tiers of speakers, like main stage speakers and then sponsor or lunch people. Tell us about your lunch.
Yeah. So the lunch panel was 20 minutes each. We had three people on day one, three people on day two, and three people on day three. And they spoke during lunch, essentially, and only our VIP ticket holders had access to that speaker lunch, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I had that sponsored. So we actually took people, you know, whoever wanted to be on that panel had to pay for it. But then I selected people who I wanted to have on the actual agenda for their specific expertise. Mm-hmm. So I selected someone for women's empowerment. I selected someone to talk about, you know, really in-depth sales funnels. Someone talked about branding, and I picked them because I love these people. I felt great about them, and I felt like their expertise, you know, needs to be heard, and it wasn't necessarily my strength. So I had three of them on the actual day agenda. Mm-hmm.
And then that was for every day. So mainly you share the stage every day, you know, because those days are long, with one other keynote and how long, or main stage speaker. And then how long were those speakers on for?
45 minutes.
And they were, did they bring tickets to help you fill the room as well?
Some of them did, yeah, not all of them. So, you know, getting into the strategy to fill the room, the speakers did help us with tickets for sure, but it wasn't a big strategy because, you know, because of the people we selected. And the people were great, but I did not select my speakers because of huge audiences. I could have done that and probably gotten more tickets sold. Yeah. But I selected them for their message. I selected them for, you know, who they are. Some of my clients spoke, and it's because they said, hey, I want to speak. Will you let me speak? And I said, yeah, here's the stage. Go speak. Do it, right? So that is one strategy you can use to sell tickets. Just be aware that these people will be at your event then. And obviously, that has to make sense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense. Okay, so how did you fill the room with 150 people? Out of nowhere, you're living in Buffalo, it's in Miami. I mean, so I get the nice sales page and the video and the marketing and the background, but how did you actually do this?
Yeah, so you can't pull it off being unknown, essentially. You have to have, or without a list.
Yeah.
You cannot go and host an event like that. Nothing's impossible. I'm not going to say no, but it'll be a lot bigger of an issue or struggle if you don't have a list. So I have a very engaged email list. So a lot of, and that goes for any launch, anything you ever do, the launch doesn't start when you open the doors. The launch starts way, way, way before. And it's all about how, you know, the relationships you build with people and how often you email your list and the value you give and the webinars and the PDFs and the lives and whatever it is that you like to do, the more engaged of a community you have, the more they'll say, of course I'll come. Mm-hmm. So my first, I think 45 tickets were either past clients, people in my Facebook group, or people on my list, or you know, people that I've met at past events that said, of course I'll come, Carolyn. Like, I love you. Like, this is amazing. I want to do it. Mm-hmm. So all of the work that you're doing to be visible totally pays off, you know, because people will want to be with you then. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I created really sort of natural buzz. And that's what I teach my clients when it comes to marketing, is when you market yourself, you want to bring people with you on this journey. Mm-hmm. So don't say, hey, I'm doing the event and it's early bird pricing right now. And you still, I mean, that stuff, I do that too. But I also sort of in the beginning said, hey, I want to do this event. I have no clue if this will work. Will you guys tell me if I should even do this?
Yep.
And then I said, can you help me figure out where it should be? And what the hell should I be wearing? Like, I made it fun. I made myself more vulnerable and people felt like, I want to support her. Let's cheer Carolyn on. She's doing this event, right? So I'm being very transparent with my decision-making and with my planning. Mm-hmm. And I sort of just shared, you know, the entire time frame, pieces from my personal life. Like in the summer, I had this 2-week cross-country RV trip. I drove through the, you know, entire United States with my family, and I talked about travel the entire time, and you have to travel, and you have to put yourself out there, and oh, by the way, come to my event in September, right?
I love it.
So a lot of it came through my existing list, emailing them, sharing.
Let's back it up a second. It's really important what you're talking about, the natural buzz and bringing people on the journey, and that is why we have social media. And I love it, how you engage them and how you want to have an engaged list. And so tips, you gave some really good tips, like what should I wear or where should I have it? Or I'm so scared. And that's what I also do as well in my events. And it's like that, and that is, so let me just quick ask you in terms of engagement, how often are you posting? Like people might be thinking, well, how much do I post and what's too much? How much are you emailing and how much are you posting in your social media?
Mm-hmm. I email 2 to 3 times a week.
And what are you emailing? Valuable content or personal stuff or live streams or what are you, or is it sales? I mean, what are you emailing?
Everything. I don't have a really, you know, structured approach to this. I like storytelling. If something happens in my life, I like to write about it. I like to give people how-tos, actionable mailers. Here's how to do A, B, and C. Here's a new tip on how to do, you know, certain things. So I like that. Some of them are just straight up sales. Hey, I have openings on my calendar. Sign up for my program. Here's my new event. Tickets are still on sale for this much and the price is going to go up. So I do those too. I throw in videos. I'm really intuitive, Amanda, and I don't like to be boxed in. Like if I feel really strongly about a certain topic, I'm going to share it with my list. And it goes back to knowing who your followers are and what they feel and what they want. Mm-hmm. And when you can put yourself in their shoes, you know what to say, you know what you can write about, you know what sort of will resonate with them. It makes it easier to create that stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 2 to 3 times a week. And then on social media, if you ever saw my business page, you would probably just leave. Because, I mean, I have content on there, but I don't use my business page on Facebook. I just don't. My personal page, I share ideas, spontaneous stuff that comes out for me, but I'm mostly active in my Facebook group. So there, I really try to be in, maybe not every single day, but at least like 3-4 times a week.
Okay.
But again, it has to be something that is sort of important.
Right. Has to be important. And you've been building it for a couple of years now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and consistent is another key thing. All right. Love it. Natural buzz. Then we were talking about other ways to fill the room.
Yeah. So sponsors, okay. Sponsors are big. You can get sponsors. It can sponsor anything from water to lunches to all that stuff. We had vendors, not too many. I want to have more vendors this year. So people that have booths, like exhibits, you know, they can sell their stuff at your event. They can be required to bring a certain number of tickets. We did ads. So Facebook ads was part of it. And here's one thing that I'm not going to do again. I will not run Facebook ads to the sales page to cold market. Mm-hmm. So I tried to run Facebook ads to cold market. Didn't work at all. the retargeting worked really well. Again, these people knew me. They had been on my list, so I retargeted them straight up to the event with bonuses and, you know, stuff like that. I also used my video for Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. Again, retargeted only. So, you know, the Miami video about the event, we put that out there. And then we hosted webinars. So with each of our speakers, all the lunch panel speakers, all the agenda speakers, we did webinars, masterclasses.
I'm getting exhausted. You did so much.
Well, it was over 6 months. It's January now. I'm slowly ramping up again, and it's in September,
okay.
Right?
Okay. So what didn't work was the cold marketing, cold ads.
The cold ads. Yeah.
Maybe people listening don't know what retargeting it is. And so retargeting, do you want to just share what that is? Because yeah. You know what retargeting is, you got to know.
Yeah. So in Facebook, you can show your stuff, your ads to people who already know you, meaning they've visited your website. They're already signed up for your email list. They have clicked on a link before. There's different ways to build audiences in Facebook, but essentially they've already engaged with you. You know what I mean? So they already know you and your,
It's like when you buy something at Pottery Barn and all of a sudden now you just see Pottery Barns and they're like, and I think you would like this. That is retargeting and that's what you want to do. So, okay, webinars and speakers. So you did, over those 6 months, you did webinars with each of your speakers and that leveraged their list as well.
Yes. We asked them to invite their audience. I did only invite my audience to two of them, but I did not want to exhaust my people.
Yeah, right.
You can invite them to 14 different things. It's like, that would be too much. So I really relied on their audience and we gave them special incentives. So buy a ticket and you also receive a special gift from speaker, you know, ABC. So we bundled up like little special offers. What I'm going to try this year, I think is, I'm already building my list. If you're building a list consistently, you should not be struggling with the event. You know, if you have an engaged list, if you don't have a list and a following right now, the key will be to create an engaged list. Yeah. You know, like you're doing that right now by hosting a summit. People can do it by doing workshops or masterclasses or whatever you want to call it. It's all the same anyways. Put yourself out there on Facebook Live and just get as many people into your community as possible and sell into this warm market. Events are not necessarily cold market kind of things, right? Another thing we did, and I know we have to wrap up soon, but I want to get a couple more things in, is an affiliate program. Mm-hmm. So our speakers, not only did we ask them to bring tickets, we also gave them affiliate links so they could share the event and they would get a percentage of the sale. I pushed that out to my list, so I asked my existing followers to promote the event and get paid for it. What else did we do? I asked my clients, so asking your existing followers to really help you share and push it out there. Mm-hmm. And, you could do, if you wanted to do a new opt-in, let's say your event is on hosting events or your event is on, maybe it's a huge social media event. Maybe you have a freebie about social media stuff and it's like, here's a new video series on how to, the new secret ways on how to use social media that someone ever seen before. I don't know, whatever. If you put that out there, at the very least, you'll know that the people who come in like social media, they're at least interested in the idea. They may not know you yet, but, create that to attract more of these people. And then just give them content, have a really solid follow-up sequence for them. And then they're also part of your emails that go out. Like leading up to the event, and we had even like 2 weeks or 2 months before, we had little retention emails going out. So because I didn't want people to drop off, I said, hey, did you buy your sun hat? What are you going to wear in Miami? Are you ready? Here's a little city guide. Here are some things you could do in Miami. So the people who were already signed up, we even nourish them to really make them stick and attend because you don't want to have 50% attrition. You think all these people will come, but they will never show up.
Right. I love that, the stickability. So when you're saying those new opt-ins, was that to bring in new people?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the additional thing you said was the retention emails to nourish people that were already coming and bring your son had. And yeah, definitely get that buzz going. And then the new options was to bring people, more people into your list and then drop, you know, invitations to come to your event.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what would you say, what is something that you will not do again? Like, give us something juicy, if you will. Like something, or like your, because like my first event was like really, really challenging. Like, but I am different than you. So was there anything that was like really hard, or like fear storms, or just, yeah, I don't know. Or no, you're just rock solid, girl.
The only thing that, I talk about this with my event manager, there really wasn't anything, aside from maybe spending a little too much on Facebook ads and the cold traffic, which didn't convert for us, that was a money waste. My biggest challenge at the event was time. Because I had content for 3 days, and I literally had to drop 2 entire sections from my agenda. Because I didn't get to it. Because people were saying so much, they had the microphone the entire time. They wanted to share and ask so much, and I was prepared for silence. And I was like, if nobody ever says anything, at least I've got stuff to say and I can keep rocking it, right? So that was my backup plan. Yeah. So I had to drop all this content and I felt rushed. So people felt like it was a little bit too much, you know, which was good. They were satisfied. They were overfilled with information and strategy. And then the nervousness, I had a really good team, so I was nervous for a couple minutes in the beginning, and I needed some water because my mouth was sort of drying up, but it wasn't a big deal. Everything else felt good. And you know, there's more decisions behind what are you selling, and you know, we're going to be looking at how we can monetize the event again this year, which will be different than what we did last year. But all in all, I can't share like a big disaster with you.
You're born for the stage, Carolyn, and you rocked it out. Yeah, it was so great. I love it. I love it. And then it's like giving birth. It's like you do it once, and then you're like, I want to do it again. And you are.
So well, when you first get over it, you're like, no, I'm never doing it again. It's too much.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, ooh, I want to do it again. It was exciting. Like you get back into it, you know?
Yeah, so cool. I love it. Well, you did a great job. So I think this has been so valuable. You've given us so many tips, and I know it's a gift that keeps on giving. You have a free gift. So do you want to tell us the name of that? And then we do have the link here on the page. So
yeah, absolutely. So what I want to share with you guys is a masterclass, and it kind of goes along with what we talked about with the events and what my message is all about and what I do. And so the masterclass is about the 5 steps that I have taken myself to go from unknown, you know, just literally 2 years ago, unknown business coach, to earning almost $1 million in sales this year. And go from unknown to, you know, call myself an expert now, right? And really going out there, making an impact and sharing my message with the world. So it's 5 shifts, 5 steps you can take. It's a free masterclass, and the link is, Amanda, should I say it?
Sure, if you want to, yeah.
Okay. It's Carolyn Soldo, CarolynSoldo.com/passion.
Ooh, easy. Awesome. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much. And we will be having an after party in the Facebook group, which you're invited to join.
Awesome.
And yeah, thank you so much for showing up and shining and giving us so many of your juicy nuggets today. It's been really good. I feel like there's got to be a part 2 because there's more to ask.
Yeah.
This conversation. Thank you guys so much, everyone, for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of juicy nuggets. I want to hear your ahas, your breakthroughs, your questions, your, you know, whatever it is. My question for you is, how are you going to engage your list more? How are you going to engage your communities to really build your tribe and that natural buzz and take the people on the journey with you wherever you are? And the journey you're on could be in this journey during this 2 weeks event. So share it with your friends as well. So thank you so much. Thank you, Carolyn. Have a good day. Namaste, everyone.
Bye.